I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you because you are
a Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you. You are very special. And I'm so glad you're mine.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome back to a new episode of your very favorite Ladies' Corner, which is Muslim Lady. I'm Asma. I have the honor to be your host once again. And here with me, I have Sister Zainab. Before everything, I wish wherever you are, you're doing well and life is treating you well. So, Sister Zainab, assalamu alaikum and welcome.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for coming here and for being a part of Muslim Lady, as in today's episode. Just for those who have joined us and they do not know you, probably, give us a very brief introduction about yourself.
Okay, I'm Zainab from Indian and Muslim Kashmir, and I'm a graduate in science, and then I did my postgraduate in linguistics, and then Hausa for more than a decade. And on the sidelines, I have also been writing a couple of articles, books, mostly based on the Muslim lady.
Wow, that's very great. We wish you luck, and it's a very good news that you're here to share your insights with us. So previously on Muslim Lady, we had a very interesting discussion, which was about individuality, how a Muslim lady marries and at the same time keeps her own identity alive and does not emit it from the face of earth just because she's married to a new person and just because she's starting a new family. The concept of we, she does not forget about herself. The I that she has created for so long and she has inhabited for so long. And then Sister Zainab gave us very interesting accounts, sometimes sharing some personal information. And today I think we're still going to be dealing with the same discussion of individuality. So what else do I have to consider if I want to have my own school of thought? Be me. As yeah. I am the limited edition
right.
in this world, yet feel the we that I have created.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So continuing with the previous topic of how can I be I while also being we in a marital relationship is that...
How can I be two pronouns?
Yes.
I and we.
Yes. That's so good to put it in a literary way. So we discussed previously certain points and... those were important. Continuing the same, I would say, it's not a sin to have boundaries, you know.
Yeah.
They are not walls. This is like where I end and you begin. For example, there's nothing wrong in having personal time. There's nothing wrong in maintaining appropriate friendship with the righteous.
Private zone, probably.
Yes. Yes, yeah, with your righteous, you know, women, as we said, like, why should a woman really have the sigh? Before marriage, I had a lot of friends. Why don't you have now? Did he stop you? Literally, no. So then why? Because you somewhere in your mind assume that now all my time is
devoted to this particular person.
And that's how we are we. No. You were I before you were we, and you have to maintain that I have, like as you said, the personal zone. So respect the emotional limits. Communicate when you're overwhelmed. It's okay to communicate when you're overwhelmed with your loved ones, especially those who understand you, not those who give you just wrong advices. It's
And may I add some other point again?
Yeah, sure.
I would believe that these things... These part of your own rights are not given to you unless you give it to yourself first.
Yeah.
How? I mean that, for example, you have defined yourself in that certain manner that you introduce yourself into a relationship.
Yeah.
So once you introduce yourself as a person who does not have anything on earth except that one particular person, for the rest of your life, you're going to be like that.
Exactly. So, yeah, that's how also others see you and... exactly defining yourself, setting those limits, setting those boundaries, communicating about those boundaries, and expecting mutual respect, because this protects you from mm-hmm. resentment. And so let love influence you without consuming you.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, so every close relationship changes
us. Do not
us.
Let that we drain the I out of you.
Exactly, that's what I wanted to say. So, and this is healthy, like, to talk about it. So the question is whether this change is conscious. So yes, healthy relationship, healthy mm-hmm. communication, it refines this personality, but unhealthy one, it replaces you. So we are not here to replace ourselves.
Yeah,
a woman should become more of herself through marriage, not less.
And I think the world has changed. You cannot even say that my husband does not allow me, because yeah. we have negotiation. Yeah. They all are educated. So now they know then the new things that happened in the world. Like right you know, now, everybody has got the right to express themselves.
Exactly. And as of, I would say, just because of this particular, when this I gets dissolved somewhere, is most of the times it's your fault, because you exactly. assume yourself mm-hmm. that way, and you stop making
you personal. Didn't give yourself that right.
Exactly. And
of
you,
I of as, having an I,
as you said, that you don't define yourself yeah. that way. And who stopped you making personal decisions? I think a lot of the women, they yeah. stop here. You know, we are not telling you to make secret decisions.
Exactly. Yeah, and I just wanted to add this point that we're not promoting to make singularity. Like, okay, yes. I have to be individually doing everything. No, we're no. talking about negotiation, no, talking expressing about yourself, interacting.
Exactly. Continue to choose, like, what to read, how to learn, personal
what
goals.
What color of dress you would
acts
wear.
Acts of worship. Yeah, who stopped you from that? What yeah. are your areas of service, your beneficial hobbies?
Yeah.
So, you know, marriage is a shared decision-making. Mm-hmm. We know that, but not permission-seeking for each and every aspect of inner life.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
This is really a crucial to note, actually. There are, among my friends and among the relatives, there are some girls whom I really love and appreciate, but there's something about them which always attracts my attention and makes me wonder why. Like, for example, she comes for shopping and then she says, no, I have to ask for the color of the dress I'm buying.
Why is he wearing it?
What do you mean? Like, this is the thing that you should love it.
Yeah, indeed.
You should love the dress you wear.
Exactly.
Or, for example, the color of my bag.
Yeah.
I mean, this is so irrelevant
in terms of in terms of this, I also respect, I can understand, because I'm married. I know why she would be asking like this. But there are certain things, like, for example, sometimes my husband would tell me, why do you wear this? I don't like this at all. Can you just change this? And it's not the color or the dress, that it's the pattern sometimes. You know, sometimes there are some dresses, there's just black line, white line, black line, white line. And sometimes...
So what if I love it?
Yeah, for example, okay, if you love it, sometimes it creates that, you know...
Point of discussion?
No. This pattern irritates the eyes of others. You know, there's
yeah.
because I said there's this mm-hmm. these contrast lines. So yeah, this is respecting.
But there's
this
one thing. If I put myself in place of those men mm-hmm. who are married, I would think that if I have to choose everything for my wife, then I feel like she is not an independent creature.
No, it's not like each and everything.
I would
but
feel
I'm
like it's
sometimes,
a point of weakness,
sometimes
not a point
where you
of
should
strength.
Really, sometimes where you should really respect and, okay, accept that, okay, now I'm putting on something else or something you like, because I definitely am not looking at my dress all the time. It's you know, because when I'm in home or...
Okay, let's agree to disagree.
Yeah.
I do.
No,
that.
I
you
know,
see what I'm saying? My point
patterns.
Is that
yeah.
I get your point.
Yeah.
Sometimes what I'm picking is very, very much of sickness to the eyes.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's not. And I have seen it among
yeah.
people.
Yeah, and when it's
like,
not, it's not necessarily to agree.
Yeah.
You agree to disagree.
That's what I'm saying. I'm
yeah.
saying that you do not necessarily have to forget your own taste.
Yeah.
The colors you like.
Yeah.
Or the certain... I don't know, style that you would love. Even the perfume you wear.
Yeah.
Like, not everything has to be put on negotiation.
Sometimes
that's
it's
me.
Good.
That's part of me.
Yeah, but not E all the time. So, for example, expressing your authentic personality is very important. Like some women, unfortunately, they slowly begin speaking only in the ways their husband prefers. Right?
This is what I am trying to say so much.
Yeah. So instead, you should continue to
Don't lose your voice.
Yes, just laugh naturally, express ideas, ask questions, tell stories, admit mistakes, and share dreams. Authenticity is something that will build intimacy in between you. It's not performance.
Yeah.
The performance you're doing is only going to create distance.
Exactly.
So, being a performer.
The fear of not being approved by your husband should not push you into the direction that you lose your own personal, individual voice in life.
Yeah.
Do not let that die down. That's all what I'm trying to say. You're unique in your own way.
Yeah.
And that shouldn't die.
Yeah.
That shouldn't die inside of you.
Yeah. And as of experience, as of talking to a lot of women, I think one of the points that's coming into my mind right now is that we outsource emotional regulation sometimes because we think that...
Explain more.
Yeah, I would actually... Because we think that the only source of peace after marriage is my husband.
Yeah.
No. We have to be under that emotional intelligence thing again. We have to be emotionally mature as well. Like, you know, you have to know, you have to handle the skill of, you have to know manage disappointment. You have to know how to tolerate loneliness. You have to know how to calm myself. You have to know how do I seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first to gain
Very
that tranquility.
Important. Yeah.
Yeah. And then seeking support from one
The
spouse.
One and only is God.
Last night I was watching TV. My children were watching a program on the TV, on a children's program. There was a woman who came with her son, and her husband was martyred in the recent imposed, second imposed war on Iraq. So her husband was martyred, and she was so brave, courageous to manage the emotions of her child herself. So see, if imagine this woman has created, she has had this sense that my only emotional piece is my husband. She would have...
been shattered into pieces.
But she was like standing like a mountain
because
and talking.
Because the anchoring point is God.
Exactly.
And he never dies.
Exactly. And, you know, she started with the same thing, starting with the name of Allah. And then she started, As-salamu alayka ya Aba Abdullah. You know, having that spiritual tranquility, having that... spiritual, you know, background, having so much faith.
Yeah.
You should not have, your emotional regulator should not only be him.
Exactly.
So your emotional regulator, first and first, should be Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
And this is said in Muslim Lady, in which, through many episodes, we've talked about how important is selflessness, how important is flexibility, how important is patience and tolerance. But all of those things had different conditions, and they do not mean that you have to omit that I. Forget about that I. And the only thing that you have, the only mission you have in this world is to seek the approval of your husband. That's not the only mission. And you can have it, by the way, even through preserving your own identity.
Indeed.
And I think that way you're going to be loved more.
And that way you're going to be more free.
Yeah.
Then otherwise it will feel like you're being heavy day by day. Something is heavier.
So I don't believe men even would love women who are very weak in their decision making and in their identity, in the way that they don't sound or look independent.
Yeah. So, you know, I would say the last point here, keep serving a purpose larger than marriage.
This is very, again, highlight this point.
Yeah, so keep serving a purpose larger than marriage. Because marriages do flourish when it's a part of a bigger mission, when it's a part of a larger mission. So, you know...
And one other
point. It may be raising righteous children, serving the family, community work, teaching, learning, helping others, seeking knowledge, or reaching a level as many Iranian women had this honor to achieve martyrdom.
Exactly.
Right?
Yes.
So serve a bigger purpose. Just have, you know, dreams beyond this.
Outside the box.
Outside the box. And at the same time, be respectful.
Love, yeah. Yeah. Share
be
love.
Be that we. Do not come from I to we and just only be in we, and from we to I and again be only in I.
Yes.
You have to be I and we together. Yeah.
And in the end, I would put it this way, that one thing that we have to keep in mind is that the only entity that is worthy of worshiping, that is worth of worshiping, is God and He Himself alone. That's why I'm telling you, do not put a person on the pedestal in a way that if that one person goes through a road which is full of flaws, then your entire world is going to be shattered or obliterated. No. Instead, love that person. Know that that one person is just a human being, just like others, just like me. So the only entity that is different, that has got no flaws in the picture that I have created, is God. And He is the only one I have to worship. So thank you very much, Sister Zainab. And thank you, dear ladies, for staying with us. Until another episode of Muslim Lady, take care of yourself. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I know I'm waiting, waiting for something, something to happen to me. This waiting comes with trials and challenges. Nothing is